That's horrible. I mean, horrible. I could not do it. I think before the last deployment, I spent some time with the British Army, and spent a couple of weeks in the UK, and they sent a soldier from the UK to spend a couple of weeks with me, and I got Staff Sergeant Catherine Sproat. She spent 3 weeks with me at the unit, and she got introduced. We went to Fort Stewart, Georgia, and she got introduced to the MREs out in the field, and I thought that poor woman was going to starve to death, because she would not eat it. It didn't matter what I did to it to doctor it up. She would not eat it. It was just, I wish you could see the look on her face. No, she was not going to do it.
It was too funny. At least now that in the British packs, they've actually taken out the, they still have tea, but it's the freezed tea work instead of the actual tea bag, because soldiers were actually getting infections in the stomach with a bullet wound because the tea would actually leak out into the intestines. So they actually did away with that type of tea that they used to make in the British MRE packs.
This tea's not good for an abdominal wound at all. It's actually pretty lethal. But like I said, she threw a chicken a la king, and boy, she was not happy. I had to take her into town, and so she could get her a sub there at Jersey Mike's, because she wouldn't eat it. She would absolutely would not eat it, and she brought her own little tea bags with her. I forget the brand, what it was, but I had to keep, I had an old metal canteen, and we'd leave out in the morning. I'd have to put that canteen on top of the engine on the Humvee, and heat the water up in the canteen, so when 10 o'clock came, she could have her tea break. She called it a naffy. NAFFIE. And 10 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 4 o'clock, and 6 and 8. It didn't matter what you was doing, you had to stop so she could have her naffy. And I had to, you know, my job was to keep her with hot water. And I heated off the front of, on top of that 6.2. And it was just hot enough to keep her quiet.
The same thing while we were in Iraq in different places. When it got colder, we'd put the MRE packs of stuff on top of the manifold and drive from mission to mission. And if we soldiers really made us mad, we'd get the like cans of cat on the tuna or anything like that, put it upon the manifold, and let it just get roasted. So the smell will actually go back into the vehicle, and that person never made you mad again after that smell went away.
Oh, man, that's bad. That's bad. But anyway, like I said, she kept me busy with the whole tea thing, and she brought some... she called them digestives, but it looked like a little shortbread cookie. I'm not sure exactly what it was, but she had a little packs of digestives and her special little tea. And what would get me is I'd go to all the trouble to make sure she had hot water, and she'd take her tea bag and dip it down in that hot water. She'd dip it twice. Dip, dip, and that was it. I mean, there's hardly any tea in it, but I don't know. Those British, they get a lot of comfort out of that, I guess. You don't mess with their tea. I'm glad they like it, because they ain't got any coffee over there that's worth a hoot. Their coffee's horrible. But they love their tea. I mean, absolutely love it.
Definitely interesting that they really don't drink coffee.
Mr. Lord, listen, I need to shut this net down. So if you got anything else, let me know. If not, I'm gonna lean forward and go ahead and shut this down. I'm starting to show my tired a little bit. You got anything else for us, bud?
No, sir. That's all I got. I appreciate it.
03, you be safe. And tell Tracy we said hello. We'll talk to you later. All right, any more stations, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE. One for comments. Please call KO4NUE. Bye for my net report. For NUE for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73 to all on the net, and it's been a pleasure to be your net controller tonight. This is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. I am clear.
Hey, if you don't feel comfortable discussing this on the radio, just shoot me a text and we'll take it up on the landline. Do you know what we're going to do about tomorrow?
Probably what I'm gonna have to do is I'll give Walt a call tomorrow and see if I can see if it's okay to share his telephone number with you, and may have to just get you to swing by there and pick it up. I've had some things come up this week and it's gonna be difficult for me to get there. So let me do that. I'll give Walt a caller tomorrow and see if that's okay with him. And I'll shoot you his text and telephone number if that's okay with him. But I got some things popped up I need to take care of this week.
Dad already got his phone number. He already been in contact via the landline. So I texted and called my mom today. You know, to check and see if maybe we could set this thing up tomorrow. And she said that you and me can do it together, just to be careful and not make too much noise, because Dad does run a mortgage thing in his office in the house, so we just have to make sure we don't be too noisy.
Yeah, like I said, I don't think I'm gonna be able to swing by there this week. I think probably the best thing to do is give Walt a call and see if you can swing by there and pick it up. And it's not gonna be difficult to do. Just stand the antenna up and run the coax, hook it to the back of the radio. But have you got a power supply yet?
I'll probably have to run and get me a little car battery and a battery charger from AutoZone or Walmart, somewhere like that.
Well, I'll tell you what, when you get that, give me a holler, and maybe by the time that happens, if you hadn't picked up the stuff from Walt yet, then I'll swing by there and we'll knock it all out in one step. Instead of making a couple trips, because like I said, diesel fuel today was $4 and about 90 cents a gallon, so it's kind of pricey just to get there. So give Walt a call and let me know what you work out.
Well, Chad, sorry, stuff come up, but it happens. And I'm going to go ahead and say 73, so I'm getting the house and getting to bed. I'm showing my tired too. I took my melatonin about 2 hours ago. So I'm ready to sleep. And get up at 5:30 and do it all again tomorrow. 73 is Chad. I'll be clear on your final. And hope to talk to you tomorrow on the radio.
73, that's KO4 in UE. I'm clear.
WWC, I'm clear and secure in my station for tonight. Good night, y'all.